I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News, broadcasting from Columbia, South Carolina. Coming up, as the country celebrates what would have been the 79th birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., three South Carolina activists talk about their vision of social justice today. That's later. But first, when we arrived over the weekend, it was a cold, rainy Saturday. Everybody was running their usual Saturday errands. For Republicans, that included a trip to the polls. For many women, that included a trip to the beauty shop. So what better place to check in on the state of the presidential race? Joining us at the shop, and that would be John T. Elliott's professional hair design in Columbia, are Tressa Glover Parker. She works for the state government. She's a Democrat and undecided. Janetta Hamilton is an educator. She's a Democrat, and she's supporting Barack Obama. Mary Lynn Diggs also works for the government. She's an independent. And Katrina Sheely, she's the Lexington County Republican chair and is a party leader. She agreed not to disclose her personal choice. As many people know, South Carolina was moved up in the nominating process to give minority voters more of a say, but it's been important as a proving ground for GOP candidates for years. So I asked Kit Sheely if she noticed anything different about the process this year.
We have six strong candidates, so we've had someone here almost every day. If you haven't met who the next president's going to be, who we think the next president's going to be, it's your own fault if you live in South Carolina because you've had the opportunity. We're excited to see what happens in our primary and see how the outcome's going to be because they do offer different things. You know, we have John McCain, who I think is strong on defense. You have
Mike Huckabee,
who's strong on family values. Mitt Romney, who's strong on the economy. So, I mean, you know, it's like I said the other day, if you could just take a little bit from each one and I could make my perfect candidate. But they're all very strong, viable candidates.
Now, as we're getting together on Saturday, the Republican primary is today. You will have probably already voted
by now.
And I know as Republican chairwoman, you probably don't want to tell us who, who you picked. But was it a hard decision for you? I
mean, it was a hard
decision.
Were you
kind of like hesitating?
I was deciding which button to push, and it kept going back and forth between, you know, two or three of them, but, you know, I finally pushed one and left.
And just finally, before we move on, I wanted to ask, what are your other fellow Republicans telling you are the top things on their minds?
I think people are worried about the economy. I think people are worried about national defense. We don't want to get weak on national defense. We want to protect our borders. People are worried about immigration. People are worried about how we're going to fund health care and taking care of our country. So that's the main concerns I see people talking about.
Tressa, are you usually undecided by this time?
No, this is the first year that I've ever been undecided.
Really?
Yes.
So how are you, so what are you thinking?
When it comes to the Honorable Hillary Clinton, I have great respect for her presentation on her values, mainly the presentation on how she cares for children and people in the workforce. And as far as the Honorable Barack Obama is concerned, he tends to present the same.
Janetta, what about you? I understand that you have made up your mind and you are an Obama supporter. What draws you to him?
First, I was undecided, but the more I listened to Mr. Obama and heard his views and the fact that he is really interested in making a change in America. Not only that, he has motivated so many of the young voters as well as people who have been left out or felt like there was no reason to vote, that I feel that it's time for a change and that he's the person to do that.
What about Hillary Clinton? What's interesting is that the polls show that the movement toward Obama has come relatively recently. And I don't know if that's the case for you, if you made up your mind relatively recently in the last, say, month or so.
Well, I think a lot of people are left out of the surveys, for one, because, you know, I've never responded to a survey. And according to history, I think that this is time for a person such as Mr. Obama. He's qualified. And he has the best interests of our people at heart.
Does his race have anything to do with it? Does it have some special meaning to you to be able to support a qualified, credible African-American candidate?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since African-Americans have been struggling to, in terms of running for president. We've had some, but Mr. Obama is the first to have come this far. And he has the interests of everyone at heart, and he wants to see a change. He feels that in order for America to move forward, things are going to have to change.
But women haven't had the easiest time of it. Women didn't get the vote in this country until the 1920s. There were not that many women in the legislative bodies in this country, in contrast to their numbers in the population. It's something like what? There are 16 women senators, true, but women are half the population. So you'd think it'd be more. So I don't know, how do you think about those two things when you weigh the whole question of having the first African American potentially in the White House versus having potentially the first woman in the White House? Do you weigh them?
I guess what I'm thinking is Senator Obama will be the first African Americans, as opposed to Senator Hillary Clinton will be not the first person of her race to, even though she's a female, she will not be the first. Mm-hmm.
You mean she won't be the first person of, she won't be the first white person?
Right.
To be, well, no. You know, I think you're skating around my question. I guess, is it just not as exciting to you to have a woman in the White House as it is to have an African-American in the White House?
I think it's time to have an African-American in the White House.
Mary Lynn, I wanted to talk to you because you're an independent, and that's an increasing number of voters are describing themselves as independent, not just not wanting to affiliate with either party. And I just wanted to ask, why do you choose, first of all, why do you see yourself as an independent?
I was born in the South. I went to college in the South. I live in the South. I know when South Carolina was a Democratic state, and it was Democratic because all persons were not allowed to vote in the Democratic primary. I am not ashamed that I have worked in political campaigns, primarily of Democrats. I mean, I have been employed by Democratic campaigns, but I am an independent. All politics in this state is local.
And does that mean that you want to be free to support Republican candidates if you think they're the
yes.
best qualified? And have you done that? Have you ever split
yes.
your ticket?
Mm-hmm. Not on the national ticket, but yes.
Okay. If you're just joining us, we're inside the hair design shop of John T. Elliott's in Columbia, South Carolina. In the shop today are Tressa Glover-Parker. She's an undecided Democrat. Katrina Sheely, she's the chairwoman of the Lexington County Republican Party. Janetta Hamilton, who supports Senator Barack Obama for president. And Mary Lynn Diggs, who's an independent. And so, Mary Lynn, are you leaning any direction on the Democratic side?
Yes.
Who are you leaning toward, or have you made up your mind?
Obama.
Because?
I appreciate that he has met all of the benchmarks that American voters claim we look for in a leader. We look for academic prowess. We look for family commitment. We look for religious belief. And in some instances, we look for presentation. And I appreciate that he has met those benchmarks, and it's time for us to make some hard decisions. We always lay out what being qualified means. And we have an opportunity to make a decision based on good offerings. And of those offerings, I feel that he edges the others out.
What about Hillary Clinton? And what gives him the edge over Hillary Clinton and John Edwards, for that matter?
I have followed the Hillary Clinton campaign. I'm very pleased that in very recent weeks, she has become more involved in the campaign. Probably started out with not a good experience. She came to my hometown for two wonderful events. They were both very private. I didn't have a good feeling about that. It is reminiscent of the old key informant process of elections, identifying people in the community who can get other people to vote for you. I found that Obama did differently. I did not decide about Mr. Obama until the morning of the Iowa caucus, and it had nothing to do with the Iowa caucus.
I see what you're saying. In fact, some people have said that to me, that they don't like the idea of what they see as kind of an inherited presidency, mm-hmm. the idea that you've already had on the Republican side, you know, father and son serving very mm-hmm. closely together, and the idea of having a husband and wife serving mm-hmm. so closely together. It's just too few families dominating American politics at the highest level. Is that part of what bothers you or a concern
no,
for you?
No, but I do adhere to the old song that it's me, oh, me, oh, Lord. You know, not my mom, I'm not my daddy, but it's me, oh, Lord, in the need of prayer. You can't, that intercessory prayer isn't going to take you but so far. It's important, but it won't take you but so far. You have to present yourself. I think Obama is a stronger candidate.
Stronger candidate because he speaks to the issues that you care about most, or because you think he's a better candidate in November to beat whoever the Republicans
put forward? I think he's a better candidate in November, and it's an opportunity for the rest of the world to see that America is growing, that we don't have the same. We are moving globally, and sometimes we need persons to go ahead of the crowd to present themselves that I represent people. And I can be out front, and I may have something more in common with those I'm going to visit.
I wanted to ask both Janetta and Mary Lynn, because you're both supporting Obama, I have been told by many more people than I care to mention that some people are concerned that if Obama is the nominee, that he will be a target for harm. And that I've heard some people say they don't want to support him because they are afraid that he will be targeted, that someone will try to kill him. Have you heard this? And have you heard your neighbors or friends talk about this?
Yes.
And you're laughing. Why are you laughing?
Because I was in a heated conversation with a friend of mine from Arkansas today who feels that way.
Really? Mm-hmm. Because he's African American?
Yes.
Why?
And I spoke with my brother earlier today, and he said, although he's a supporter of the senator, he has heard the same thing from people in the Lowcountry.
What do you make of that?
I feel that there's risk in whatever you do, and the Obamas have identified the risk, and they're prepared to move forward.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that those who are interested in helping him to move forward should withhold the opportunity because of their fear.
Tress, I wanted to ask you, when you, as you are making up your mind, what issues do you think you'll be thinking about, or how do you make up your mind? Is it issues? Is it a question of who you think is the strongest character?
I would like to see the Honorable Hillary Clinton and the Honorable Obama work together as a team and be elected together as a team, as opposed to being in opposition of one another, to lead this country on all issues, because persons today are trying to just survive. It's not a matter of, you know, having the two-story home with the white picket fence anymore. It's a matter of survival and being able to provide for their families. And in addition to that, being treated fairly and seeing equality happen across the board, as opposed to the old time way of, you know, just because I know someone, you know, I can do these things to you. And coming from a small town of Calhoun County, which is St. Matthews, and having lived in Orangeburg County, I can honestly say that justice has not been served in those two particular areas. As far as Obama, when you asked them about him being targeted, I was just telling Mrs. Sheila before we went on the air that I feel that he somewhat tries to imitate the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King in some of his actions, in some of his speeches, as opposed to just being himself and speaking from the heart and saying what he can do. If he refrains from doing that, then perhaps he would not become a target for anyone to try and kill him, or, you know, or to provoke anyone to any one given action.
Well, now that you mention this, there is, I'm not quite sure how to articulate this, but one of his messages has been that he feels that he can be, and the people who support him say they feel he can be a more unifying candidate, mm-hmm. that he is a person who can bring people together. And that means different things to different people.
Which is true.
But what does it mean to you when he says that?
Well, with the Honorable Barack Obama, when it comes to him and my ideal of him, he still has a lot to learn. And I feel that the Honorable Senator Hillary Clinton, you know, just because her husband has been president prior to, does not say that she should have prevalence over anyone. But because she is the best candidate for the presidency of the United States, I would say that he should tag along with her.
What you're saying is you'd like to see a Clinton-Obama ticket.
I would, but with the Clinton leading the ticket.
So that sounds to me like you're really a Clinton supporter.
95%, yes.
Okay.
I am. I'm leaning more towards the Honorable Hillary Clinton.
You know, what's interesting to me is that when you all talk about the candidates you like, you don't generally talk about beating the other side. You know, you don't talk about, I want the candidate who's going to beat the other side. You talk about who you like or who you think is inspiring to you. I wonder if you think that there's maybe a disconnect between the way you think about politics and the way we, perhaps in the national media, talk about politics or the way the politicians talk about politics. Does anybody feel that? Katrina, what do you think? You're kind of, you're about beating the other side, right?
I'm all about beating the other side. And I'm all about that regardless of which one of our candidates wins, that we should beat the other side. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, there are certain things that I don't believe in that the Republican Party stands for. And so I think that we need to beat the other party regardless of who wins on either side, you know, side.
Okay. And I wanted to go around and sort of ask, when you think about the state of things in South Carolina and the country, are you mostly sort of optimistic or pessimistic, or how do you feel about the state of things? Teresa?
If the Honorable Hillary Clinton wins, I will be optimistic. If the Honorable Barack Obama wins, I will be concerned. Barack is trying to win friends, and Hillary is going to take care of business, and we need someone to take care of business.
Janetta, you want to go there? It's getting interesting now.
Well, I really do believe, from what I've heard of Mr. Obama, Senator Obama, he is ready for business. He has been abreast of what's going on. He's been a part. He is very concerned about the economy, education, all of the crucial areas in this that our nation is facing, and he's ready for it.
And Mary Lynn?
My color is dominant, and that's not the only reason to vote for someone, but given an opportunity to make the choice.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. Joining me inside John T. Elliott's Hair Design Shop in Columbia, South Carolina, are Tressa Glover Parker, Janetta Hamilton, Mary Lynn Diggs, and Katrina Sheely. Ladies, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.